goal, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity and simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault finding, compassion and freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty and steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, freedom from envy and the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O Son of Bharata, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. In the beginning of the 15th chapter, the banyan tree of this material world was explained. The extra roots coming out of it were compared to the activities of the living entities, some auspicious, some inauspicious. In the 9th chapter also, the devas, or godly, and the asuras, the ungodly, or demons, were explained. Now, according to Vedic rites, activities in the mode of goodness are considered auspicious for progress on the path of liberation, and such activities are known as deva prakriti, transcendental by nature. Those who are situated in the transcendental nature make progress.
The effect of modern civilization is that they have no idea about liberation. Neither they have any idea about transmigration of the soul. From the very root they are defect. They are thinking just like animal. Animal, dog is thinking just like dog. I born dog and it died, that's finished. He cannot see me, that I can become also man. He cannot see me. So the modern civilization, they cannot think him that there is next life as he can go. They have got the tendency to go to the higher planetary system known artificially, that time. But they do not know. They can go to any planet. Sarvaga. Jansi Deva Bhattari Vaman Sikrin Jansi. They do not know this. Although they have got the tendency to go. But they do not know how to go positively. What are the positions of the different planets? Or Vaikuntha Loka, or liberation, next life, transfer. Nothing. Simply like dog. Now consider this point, whether I'm speaking right or wrong. I know I'm speaking the right thing, but to deny, can you talk amongst yourself?
I think the liberation means that you can do anything you like.
Huh?
Free from any moral or ethnic
concerns. That is Askelda. That is Askelda. Just like in prison house, if a prisoner thinks that he can do whatever he likes, that is Askelda. That is why not. The modern civilization Rascal. He's seen practically that he is under the control of material nature. And still he thinks that I can do it away. This is Rascal.
The Christian conception of salvation was more one of being saved from hell rather than an attraction.
Some that's a Christian people, they do not know what is hell, because they are living in the hell already. That was the story. When hell was described, he was undisturbed. But when he was informed that there is no newspaper in hell, then he becomes always. I want to live there, you know me. So far, hell is condition, we are now Padmavahari-Padmavahara. So you are discussing about that taxi. So they are watching the taxi. What do they care for them? If we go to hell, we get some good salary, that's all. Money is not there, I said, think nicely. The standard is there. Now this qualification of I am Satya Sansuddhi, it does not strike at all. This quality that I call. Is it not? This is it. Any good translation?
Fearlessness. Purification of one's existence.
Who is fearless? That. Everyone is fearful. And fearlessness is good quality. Who understands? This is animal life. To eat, sleep, sex, and become fierce, that is animal life. And one has to become fearless. So, who cares for me? They are thinking to become fearless means to keep guns. That is also one way. Then fearlessness and
purification of one's existence.
But that they do not know. When they fall sick, then they want to purify, go to the physician. But his whole life is impure, he doesn't know. Because this is impure, therefore you are subjected to birth, death, old age and disease, that they do not know. So if you scrutinize and examine all these different items of advancement of life, the modern man has no idea. That is being explained in this text. Therefore, there is no such education, neither people are interested. Now, I have art classes in the colleges, universities, no student is right. They are simply learning technological classes.
Those who are situated in the transcendental nature make progress in the path of liberation. For those who are acting the modes of passion and ignorance, on the other hand, there is no possibility of liberation. Either they will have to remain in the...
Can you say what we get, one level? We have to sacrifice so many things. We don't want to. What is wrong saying? We keep your divorce. We don't want it. This is it. As you said, liberation means whatever I like, I will do. But that is actually, he cannot do that. But his thinking that is liberation. Can you do that? Whatever you like. We still need to care for us. Dogs left. The dog is jumping, barking, there, well, but I'm free now. But you forget that as soon as the master will call and change him, he'll leave. But he's thinking that I'm liberated. prison. What is the universe? He does not know what is the universe.
Either they will have to remain in this material world as human beings, or they will descend among the species of the animals, or even lower life forms.
I'm priest, what is it? This is that for you.
We were finding, Srila Prabhupada, that they were not, they could not defeat Varnashram Dharma. They had no society like Varnashrama. In the colleges, they could not understand this body, but we showed them how the society could be arranged harmoniously, and they had no alternative. Their ideas on how to structure society for everyone's happiness, they have no good ideas. So that preaching platform, they could understand, Varnashram.
Understand. And that's pointing out the difficulties of your preaching. You have to face all these difficulties. But they are like absent of that. Not even human beings. Therefore, this business is little hard job. You have to deal with cats and dogs. But still there is hope because they have got this human form of life. There is hope. It is not hopeless. Don't be disappointed. But this is his job. He has to meet his cash and dog. That is my question. When you go to preach, you must know that I have come to preach among cats and dogs. And I have to give his name carefully. Otherwise he'll bark. That's why I wrote that poetry in disappointment before entering New York. Now what they will understand this level.
In this 16th chapter, the Lord explains both the transcendental nature and its attendant qualities, as well as the demoniac nature and its qualities. He also explains the advantages and disadvantages of these qualities. The word avijatasya, in reference to one born of transcendental qualities or godly tendencies, is very significant. To beget a child in a godly atmosphere is known in the Vedic scriptures as garbhadana samskara. If the parents want a child in godly qualities, they should follow the 10 principles of the human being. In Bhagavad Gita, we have studied also before that sex life for begetting a good child is Krishna himself. Sex life is not condemned provided the process is used in Krishna consciousness. Those who are in Krishna consciousness at least should not beget children like cats and dogs, but should beget them so they may become Krishna conscious after birth. That should be the advantage of children born of a mother or father absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The social institution, known as Varnashram Dharma, the institution dividing society into four divisions or castes, is not meant to divide human society according to birth. Such divisions are in terms of educational qualifications. They are to keep the society in a state of peace and prosperity. The qualities mentioned herein are explained as transcendental qualities, meant for making a person progress in spiritual understanding so he can get liberated from the material world.
Where is that institute? To train people to acquire this transcendental quality. the local history. We are attempting to qualify in that in transcendental form. This is the only institute. Otherwise, I don't think throughout the whole world there is any institute to train the students in transcendental quality. Who cares for transcendental quality?
In the Varnashram institution, the sannyasi, or the person in the renounced order of life, is considered to be the head, or the spiritual master, of all the social statuses and orders. A Brahmin is considered to be the spiritual master of the three other sections of society, namely the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Sudra, but a sannyasi, who is on the top of the institution, is considered to be the spiritual master of the Brahmins also. For a sannyasi, the first qualification should be fearlessness. Because a sannyasi has to be alone, without any support or guarantee of support, he has simply to depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he thinks, after leaving my connections, who will protect me, he should not accept the renounced order of life. One must be fully convinced that Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his localized aspect as Paramatma, is always within, that he is seeing everything, and that he always knows what one intends to do. One must have this firm conviction that Krishna as Paramatma will take care of a soul surrendered unto him. I shall never be alone, one should think. I shall never be alone, one should think. Even if I live in the darkest regions of a forest, I shall be accompanied by Krishna, and he will give me all protection. That condition is called abhayam, without fear. This state of mind is necessary for a person in the renounced order of life. Then he has to purify his existence. There are so many rules and regulations to be followed in the renounced order of life. Most important of all, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to have any intimate relationship with a woman. He is even forbidden to talk with a woman in a secluded place. Lord Chaitanya was an ideal sannyasi, and when he was at Puri, his feminine devotees could not even come near to offer their respects. They were advised to bow down from a distant place. This is not a sign of hatred for women at the class, but it is a stricture imposed on the sannyasi not to have close connections with women. One has to follow the rules and regulations of a particular status of life in order to purify his existence. For a sannyasi, intimate relations with a woman and possessions of wealth for sense gratification are strictly forbidden. The ideal sannyasi was Lord Chaitanya himself, and we can learn from his life that he was very strict in regards to women. Although he is considered to be the most liberal incarnation of Godhead, accepting the most fallen conditioned souls, he strictly followed the rules and regulations of the sannyas order of the life in connection with association with women. One of his personal associates, namely Chota Haridas, was personally associated with Lord Chaitanya, along with his other confidential personal associates. But somehow or other, this Chota Haridas looked lustily on a young woman, and Lord Chaitanya was so strict that he at once rejected him from the society of his personal associates. Lord Chaitanya said, "For a sannyasi, or anyone who is aspiring to get out of the clutches of material nature and trying to elevate himself to the spiritual nature and go back to home, back to Godhead, for him, looking towards material possessions and women for sense gratification, not even enjoying them, but just looking toward them with such a propensity, is so condemned that he had better commit suicide before experiencing such illicit desires. So these are the processes for purification." The next item is Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti, being engaged in the cultivation of knowledge. Sannyasi life is meant for distributing knowledge to the householders and others who have forgotten their real life of spiritual advancement. A sannyasi is supposed to beg from door to door for his livelihood, but that does not mean that he is a beggar. Humility is also one of the qualifications of a transcendentally situated person, and out of sheer humility, the sannyasi goes from door to door, not exactly for the purpose of begging, but to see the householders and awaken them to Krishna consciousness. This is the duty of a sannyasi. If he is actually advanced, and so ordered by his spiritual master, he should preach Krishna consciousness with logic and understanding.
If you go to somebody's house, you require his permission, not in India. Stay the sannyasi doesn't require any permission. He can enter in any house of the south. Mara give me some food. This is important. Not that he has gone there for food, but easy interest. And generally the household will receive a sannyasi. Yes, Swamiji comes here, sit down, play Rapa Rabbi Sunset, and then they begin talk. This is the meaning. Not that he is entering after food. This is only interest. He's not a beggar. But people take advantage of this dress because they think that without any work, I can beg and live. That is going on in India. So many Westerners are taking the sannyasi dress and living at the post of others. That is people have become these Westerners. They have no knowledge to preach. Yes, no?
If he is actually advanced and so ordered by his spiritual master, he should preach Krishna consciousness with logic and understanding. And if he is not so advanced, he should not accept the renounced order of life. But even if he has accepted the renounced order of life without sufficient knowledge, he should engage himself fully in hearing from a bona fide spiritual master to cultivate knowledge. A sannyasi, or one in the renounced order of life, must be situated in fearlessness, sattva-samshuddhi, purity, and jnana-yoga, knowledge. The next item is charity. Charity is meant for the householders. The householders should earn a livelihood by honorable means and spend 50% of their income to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. Thus, a householder should give in charity to such institutional societies that are engaged in that way. Charity should be given to the right receiver. There are different kinds of charities, as will be explained later. Charity in the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Charity in the mode of goodness is recommended by the scriptures, but charity in the modes of passion and ignorance is not recommended because it is simply a waste of money. Charity should be given only to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. That is charity in the mode of goodness. Then as far as the Dhamma, self-control, is concerned, it is not only meant for other orders of religious society, but it is specially meant for the householder. Although he has a wife, a householder should not use his senses for sex life unnecessarily. There are restrictions for the householders, even in sex life, which should only be engaged for the propagation of children. If he does not require children, he should not enjoy sex life with his wife. Modern society enjoys sex life with contraceptive methods, or more abominable methods, to avoid the responsibility of children. This is not in the transcendental quality, but it is demoniac. If anyone, even if he is a householder, wants to make progress in spiritual life, he must control his sex life and should not beget a child without the purpose of serving Krishna. If he is able to beget children who would be in Krishna consciousness, one can produce hundreds of children, but without this capacity, one should not indulge only for sense pleasure. Sacrifice is another item to be performed by the householders because sacrifices require a large amount of money. Other orders of life, namely the brahmachari, the vanaprastha, and the sannyas, have no money. They live by begging. So performance of different types of sacrifices is meant for the householder. They should perform agnihotra sacrifices as enjoined in Vedic literatures. But such sacrifices at the present moment are very expensive, and it is not possible for any householder to perform them. The best sacrifice recommended in this age is called Sankirtana Jagat, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the best and the most inexpensive sacrifice. Everyone can adopt it and derive benefit. So these three items, namely charity, sense control, and performance of sacrifice, are meant for the householder. Then, svadhyaya, Vedic study, and tapa, austerity, and ardhavam, gentleness or simplicity, are meant for the brahmachari, or student life. Brahmacharis should have no connection with women. They should live a life of celibacy and engage the mind in the study of Vedic literature for the cultivation of spiritual knowledge. This is called svadhyaya. Tapas, or austerity, is meant for the retired life. One should not remain a householder throughout his whole life. He must always remember that there are four divisions of life: brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. So after grihastha, householder life, one should retire. If one lived for 100 years, one should spend 25 years in student life, 25 years in householder life, 25 in retired life, and 25 in the renounced order of life. These are the regulations of the Vedic religious discipline. A man retired from household life must practice austerity to the body, mind, and tongue. With that is tapasya. The entire Varnashram Dharma Society is meant for tapasya. Without tapasya or austerity, no human being can get liberation. The theory that there is no need of austerity in life, that one can go on speculating and everything will be nice, is neither recommended in the Vedic literature nor in the Bhagavad Gita. Such theories are manufactured by show bottle spiritualists who are trying to gather more followers. If there are restrictions, rules, and regulations, people will not become attracted. Therefore, those who want followers in the name of religion, just to have a show only, don't restrict the lives of their students nor their own lives. But that method is not approved by the Vedas. As far as simplicity is concerned, not only should a particular order of life follow this principle, but every member, be he in the Brahmachari ashram, Grihastha ashram, or Vanaprastha ashram, one must live very simply. Ahimsa means not arresting the progressive life of any living entity. One should not think that since the spirit spark is never killed, even after killing of the body, that there is no harm in killing animals for sense gratification. People are now addicted to eating animals in spite of having an ample supply of grains, fruits, and milk. There is no necessity for animal killing. This injunction is for everyone. When there is no other alternative, one may kill an animal, but it should be offered in sacrifice. At any rate, when there is ample food supply for humanity, persons who are desiring to make advancement in spiritual realization should not commit violence to animals. Real ahimsa means not checking anyone's progressive life. The animals are also making progress in their evolutionary life by transmigrating from one category of animal life to another. If a particular animal is killed, then his progress is checked. If an animal is staying in a particular body for so many days or so many years and is untimely killed, then he has to come back again in that form of life to complete the remaining days in order to be promoted to another species of life. So their progress should not be checked simply to satisfy one's palate. This is called ahimsa. Satyam. This word means that one should not distort the truth for some personal interest. In Vedic literature, there are some difficult passages, but the meaning or the purpose should be learned from a bona fide spiritual master. That is the process for understanding the Vedas. Shruti means that one should hear from the authority. One should not construe some interpretation for his personal interest. There are so many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita that misinterpret the original text. The real import of the word should be presented, and that should be learned from a bona fide spiritual master. Akrodha means to check anger. Even if there is provocation, one should be tolerant, for once one becomes angry, his whole body becomes polluted. Anger is the product of the modes of passion and lust, so one who is transcendentally situated should check himself from anger. Apaishanam means that one should not find fault with others or correct them unnecessarily. Of course, to call a thief is not fault-finding, but to call an honest person a thief is very much offensive for one who is making advancement in spiritual life. tree means that one should be very modest and must not perform some act which is abominable. Achapalam, determination, means that one should not be agitated or frustrated in some attempt. There may be failure in some attempt, but one should not be sorry for that. He should make progress with patience and determination. The word teja used here is meant for the Kshatriyas. The Kshatriyas should always be very strong to be able to give protection to the weak. They should not pose themselves as non-violent. If violence is required, they must exhibit it. Shaucham means cleanliness, not only in mind and body, but in one's dealings also. It is especially meant for the mercantile people who should not deal in the black market. Nati manita, not expecting honor, applies to the Shudras, the worker class, which are considered, according to Vedic injunctions, to be the lowest of the four classes. They should not be puffed up with unnecessary prestige or honor and should remain in their own status. It is the duty of the Shudras to offer respect to the higher class for the upkeep of the social order. All these 16 qualifications mentioned are transcendental qualities. They should be cultivated according to the different statuses of the social order. The purport is that even though material conditions are miserable, if these qualities are developed by practice by all classes of men, then gradually it is possible to rise to the highest platform of transcendental realization. Text 4. Tambodapa bhimanascha koda parushamevacha agyanam cha vijatasya harta sampadamasurim. Arrogance, pride, anger, conceit, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pritha. In this verse, the royal road to hell is described. The demoniac want to make a show of religion and advancement in spiritual science, although they do not follow the principles. They are always arrogant or proud in possessing some type of education or so much wealth. They desire to be worshipped by others. They demand respectability, although they do not command respect. Over trifles, they become very angry and speak harshly, not gently. They do not know what should be done and what should not be done. They do everything whimsically according to their own desire, and they do not recognize any authority. These demoniac qualities are taken on by them from the very beginning of their bodies in the wombs of their mothers, and as they grow, they manifest all these inauspicious qualities.
Getting, liberating means part of my life. Other than demand. Now discuss it. No.
A scholar. A scholar is a man who can see all women as his mother and all living entities, treats them equally, and others' property is trash. So today's civilization is mistaking a scholar for a rogue, and a rogue for a scholar. Here, Krishna's explaining a godly man, the qualities of a scholar, a gentleman, whereas today's civilization is
they have a preaching in this, huh?
They feel the godly qualities are a sign of weakness, and the demoniac qualities is a good sign.
Hilarious. That is hilarious.
Yes, hilarious. This purport to the Prabhupada perfectly describes our student life. As students, we were doing everything whimsically. Or we would accept
that. Beginning of student life, Kumarong Asaru Prabhu, Karman Haro, this is the gender. And Kasapansa. That's Pulan Maharaja. now from the very beginning of student life, that because there is no education, he is sent out as he wants. What can he say? So everything has to be formed by pushing on Krishna. These are Krishna consciousness, movement. Whatever is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that is within the jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness. So you have to do it. Okay?
Daivi sampadya mokshaya nibandhaya srimata masucha sampadam daivim abhijato sipandava. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demonic qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with the divine qualities. Lord Krishna encouraged Arjuna by telling that he was not born with demoniac qualities. His involvement in the fight was not demoniac, because he was considering the pros and cons. He was considering whether respectable persons, such as Bhishma and Drona, should be killed or not. So he was not acting under the influence of anger, false prestige, or harshness. Therefore, he was not of the quality of the demon. For a Kshatriya, a military man, shooting arrows at the enemy is considered transcendental, and refraining from such a duty is demoniac. Therefore, there was no cause for Arjuna to lament anyone who performs the regulated principles of the different orders of life is transcendentally situated.
They may say that you have arbitrarily given some specific duties to different people.
Mm-hmm.
They may say that we have arbitrarily given that the Kshatriya is supposed to kill like this. That actually everyone should be a demon.
It is given by Krishna. It is not arbitrary. It is the supreme order. As they can say, it is arbitrary. Then what is the use of referring to Bhagavad Gita? Things may not be arbitrary, things become. Therefore, we have to take reference from Bhagavad Gita. Rabu. The final judge gives his judgment. He doesn't deal with arbitrary. Then Rabu. So there is no question of arbitrary. The reference is there. And you can say it's arbitrary. That's not fact. Sakshabhi. Rather, if you don't care for Sakshabhi, then you never be successful. The Sakshabhi, the most people. In this chapter, you find.
Yashastravidi mushkutsvija vartate kama karaka na sasidim avapnoti na sukham na paramgatim. But he who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination.
Do not give anything arbitrary.
Actually, this is a fact, because we see by following their authorities, they're becoming more and more unhappy, and by following our authorities, we're becoming more and more happy. So the result is there even in this life we can see.
Yeah.
What to speak beyond this life?
They can say not everyone is made happy by a war. they can say that, for example, the wives of Duryodhana and all of these people who were killed, they were not Mahaps.
No, Dharma said
Kurukshetra. Otherwise they could not fight. They are not Vaishnav soldiers, and their attack was going on. They are not Vaishnav. They are determined. That I have laid down life for gain victory. That is there. They are not afraid of fight. Do things they are afraid of fight. That is their culture. Good day to Allah, no? That is their culture.
I mean to say that they may consider that this is a selfish type of happiness, though. Not
they may think they are rascals, they don't think anything. We haven't got to deprive all of them. Because they are rascals. We can talk all nonsense. We haven't got to take care of them. Just like he's talking. He's talking so many foolishly. Sometimes we reply, yes, yes, yes. Well, we don't take seriously anything spoken by a child. So these rascals may go on talking so many things, but we haven't got to take care of all of them. We have to do our own business. Let the dog bark on, the caravan will pass. But not that we have to take care of the barking of the dog, Father. Let them bark.
Rao Bhuta Sarga Lokeshmin Daiva Asura Evacha Daiva Vishtarasha Prokta Asuram Partame Shunu. O son of Pitta, in this world there are two kinds of created beings. One is called the divine and the other demonic. I've already explained to you at length the divine qualities. Now hear from me of the demoniac. Lord Krishna, having assured Arjuna that he was born with the divine qualities, is now describing the demoniac way. The conditioned living entities are divided into two classes in this world. Those who are born with divine qualities follow a regulated life. That is to say, they abide by the injunctions and scriptures and by the authorities. One should perform duties in the light of authoritative scripture. This mentality is called divine. One who does not follow the regulative principles as they are laid down in the scriptures, and who acts according to his whims, is called demoniac or asuric. There is no other criterion but obedience to the regulative principles of scriptures. It is mentioned in Vedic literature that both the demigods and the demons are born of the Prajapati. The only difference is that one class obeys the Vedic injunctions and the other does not. Pravritim cha nivritim cha janana vidura sura na saucham na pichacharo na sacham teshu vidyate. Those who are demoniacs do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Purport. In every civilized human society there is some set of scriptural rules and regulations which are followed from the beginning, especially among the Aryans, those who adopt the Vedic civilization and who are known as the most advanced civilized peoples. Those who do not follow the scriptural injunctions are supposed to be demons. Therefore, it is stated here that the demons do not know the scriptural rules, nor do they have any inclination to follow them. Most of them do not know them, and even if some of them know, they have not the tendency to follow them. They have no faith, nor are they willing to act in terms of Vedic injunctions. The demons are not clean either externally or internally. One should always be very careful to keep his body clean by bathing, brushing teeth, changing clothes, etc. As far as internal cleanliness is concerned, one should always remember the holy names of God and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The demons neither like nor follow all these rules for external or internal cleanliness. As for behavior, there are many rules and regulations guiding human behavior, such as the Manu Samhita, which is the law book of the human race. Even up to today, those who are Hindu follow the Manu Samhita. Laws of inheritance and other legalities are derived from this book. Now, in the Manu Samhita, it is clearly stated that a woman should not be given freedom. That does not mean that women are to be kept as slaves, but they are like children. Children are not given freedom, but that does not mean that they are kept as slaves. The demons have now neglected such injunctions, and they think that women should be given as much freedom as men. However, this has not improved the social condition of the world. Actually, a woman should be given protection at every stage of life. She should be given protection by her father in her younger days, by the husband in her youth, and by the grown-up sons in her old age. This is proper social behavior according to the Manu Samhita. But modern education has artificially devised a puffed-up concept of womanly life, and therefore marriage is practically now an imagination in human society. Nor is the moral condition of women very good now. The demons, therefore, do not accept any instruction which is good for society, and because they do not follow the experience of great sages and the rules and regulations laid down by the sages, the social condition of the demoniac people is very miserable. Aparasparasambhutam kimanyatkamahaitukam. They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation, and that there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Purport. The demoniac conclude that the world is phantasmagoria. There is no cause, no effect, no controller, no purpose. Everything is unreal. They say that this cosmic manifestation arises due to chance, material actions, and reactions. They do not think that the world was created by God for a certain purpose. They have their own theory, that the world has come about in its own way, and that there is no reason to believe that there is a God behind it. For them, there is no difference between spirit and matter, and they do not accept the Supreme Spirit. Everything is matter only, and the whole cosmos is supposed to be a mass of ignorance. According to them, everything is void, and whatever manifestation exists is due to our ignorance and perception. They take it for granted that all manifestation of diversity is a display of ignorance. Just as in a dream we may create so many things which actually have no existence, so when we are awake we shall see that everything is simply a dream. But factually, although the demons say that life is a dream, they are very expert in enjoying the dream. And so, instead of acquiring knowledge, they become more and more implicated in their dreamland. They conclude that as a child is simply the result of sexual intercourse between man and woman, this world is born without any soul. For them, it is only a combination of matter that has produced the living entities. There's no question of the existence of the soul. As many living entities come out from the perspiration and from a dead body without any cause, similarly, the whole living world has come out of the material combinations of the cosmic manifestation. Therefore, material nature is the cause of this manifestation, and there is no other cause. They do not believe in the words of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suryate Satyasaram. Under my direction, the whole material world is moving. In other words, amongst the demons, there is no perfect knowledge of the creation of this world. Every one of them has a particular theory of his own. According to them, one interpretation of the scriptures is as good as another, for they do not believe in a standard understanding of the scriptural injunction. Itam drishtim avastavya nastatmano lapudhaya prabhavanti ugrakamana shayaya jagatohita.
This is the right description of modern age. Exact.
Yes.
Very nice. It's interesting. Vast of you.
Let's start manual.
That's not sexual. There is no importance of the world. Let's start from it. God and soul is love. There is no God, there is no cause of this creation, there is a chance, that's that. Hey Tom, this thing about
Hey Tom, this thing of us tabia, the start mano alpha buddhaya, prabhavanti.
They've lost that. Sorry. The start mano alpha buddhaya. What is that thing? No intelligence. Let's make that sound. If these four principles are available, that thing is rising. That's it. You see? You see? Mention. Alpha Buddha. Anyway. Then?
Prabhanti Ugra Karmana.
Ugra Karmana, the factory. This is Ugra Karmana. Pradhuna was this time, Ugra Kama, Elis. Little karma, look, feet is going, little feeling, that's satisfied. What is the use of offering deep questions? Ugra. What it has held? You are talking on behalf of them. What is that? Keeping them. In our sense, men always have kept in the factory. Simply for landing. Little work will provide his life. Nature has given so much facility. You can grow little food anywhere. The cows are there, and the pasture in the that milk, and they fish to this. Why you open practice? What is it? Keeping them in hellish condition. So this is the description. I'll discuss this time.
You say, Srila Prabhupada, they engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world, and that this refers to the atomic weapons. This is so true.
Yes. God's speaking refers to this.
I was studying this nuclear energy in college, thinking that it would save the world, that by the energy they could make bigger tomatoes, bigger corn, and...
Bigger death. Conclusion is bigger death.
Yes.
Everything big. One man was dying. Now, many hundreds of thousands will die. Bigger death. He did not consider it. Bigger death.
It was very frustrating, though, because for every thing they were trying to do good, they found so many more things bad were coming.
This is karma jagat means that we have to raise this house, then he has to cut the wood somewhere.
Sure.
He has to destroy somewhere, and then he can wake up. You have to adjust, think like this. You cannot create. This house is constructed, created, by destroying somewhere. Is this all?
Yes.
So what is your creation? Creation is God's creation. He has created. And if you want to create, you have to discuss them. That is problem.
Sometimes these people are called Duskritina. And you've mentioned that the Duskritina actually he has some intelligence.
Yes, intelligence. After destroying the wood, you use your intelligence to construct this house. You have intelligence. There's no doubt. Human being must have intelligence. But that intelligence is given to him for getting out of the classes of past-based holding. He's not utilizing that intelligence for that purpose. That was his position. Intelligence, yes, God. We don't say the modern world, they're unintelligent, fools. No, they're not intelligent. But the intelligence is being utilized for Duskarga, which he should not have done. Duskarga, Karja and Duskarga. Mark and bad one. His intelligence was given so that he could get relief from these clutches of past state holding, but that he is not utilized. He is opening facts and creating another bad atmosphere. That was this thing. To open a factory requires intelligence. Some machine is working just all right. But how this intelligence being used to keep man in heavy condition? That was this thing.
They're also very narrow-minded, just like the when you open a factory, but they're not thinking the effects of the factory.
So because that's what Duskriti and Murha next was. Because then Murha, that's what Duskriti.
At the same time, it said that Krishna gives the intelligence. Matashmi Tirjana.
He wanted to do Krishna gives intelligence. He wants to manufacture a very complicated machine. Krishna gives intelligence. All right, do like this. Manufacture. He's not here, Krishna. Sarvadharman Paritajya. That is Krishna's intelligence. That he is respectful of this all this. But he will not do it. He wants to do it, but Krishna is so kind. All right, do it. See the effect. Without Krishna's help, we cannot do anything.
Prabhupada, you've called the politicians representatives of the Randakasipu. They are trying to become immortal, just like devotees, but without.
Yes. There are two kinds of men a little beside. They were slaves. These two kinds of activities is God. This is material world. We cannot find out 10%. Perfect man. That is not perfect. The class of man, imperfect, is there. But it is in this side. He is imperfect and he is perfect. That you have to select. You cannot clear this material world of imperfect person. That is not perfect. They are really perfect. But you must know he is perfect and he is perfect. And make your choice whether you want to remain imperfect or want to make progress to become perfect. That is up to you.
It seems almost like a contradiction in one sense that Prabhavanti, that they flourish, and at the same
Prabhavanti
time...
Material. It's like you want to go to a modern city and say, oh, developed. Prabhavanti. But what kind of Prabhavanti? That is next one. Jagato Ahitaya, to destroy this world. Oh, they are Prabhavanti in the opposite direction. But it's not Prabhupada's actually. Prabhupada in the material sense. But what is purpose? For the end? Jagatvati power. There are two kinds of progress. To help, to have
50 years ago they were thinking it was progress to build big skyscrapers. Now it's so hellish in the cities, everybody's moving out.
Yes. Actually, when there are so many skyscraper buildings, it's hell. That's a, yeah, it's obstructed. Bombay, you see. If you are on the top floor, you have got little facility. On the lower floor, you need help. If there are several skyscraper buildings, and the first floor, second floor, you simply help. Nowhere. Simply you have to run on this electric path. You cannot see the sky. Therefore, it is meant skyscraper. What is scrapper? What is meaning?
It's touching.
Huh?
Touching the
sky. You have touched the sky in such a way I cannot see. This is the reason. You demons have captured the sky, so I have no opportunity to see. All is electric light. Now we see the sky, the sun, how nice it is. This is light. Green, down and up, clear sky, sun. This is light. To get rejuvenation in this atmosphere. What is this nonsense? All the sky is covered with no air, no light. Jagatavitaya. The mind becomes crippled, the health becomes deteriorated. Children cannot see even the sky. Everything is spoiled.
Every day in the city they make a report, pollution report, and they say you should go outside or not go outside. Some days you are not. It is not good for your health to leave your home.
They are also selling fresh air.
Fresh air.
They are selling fresh air.
Fresh water also.
Yeah.
Hmm.
In Tokyo they have special machines you can get clean water.
By cleaning the urine? Now they are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh water by cleaning the urine. Fat derives from stool. Yes, German people did it. Fat extracted from stool. Scientifically. You can use it with butter very nice. Like bread. Really nice.
Some of the materialists may argue that these activities are not all that unbeneficial. For example, they've made a tractor, and in America they can produce so many grains, so much so that practically they could feed the world.
Why do they not?
So their mentality is very abominable.
Huh?
Their mentality is very abominable.
Okay. Do they? There are so many overpopulations. And you can do it in America. So much land vacant here.
Better to put the people in the factories in the fields. If they're going to work, let them work growing the grain and milking the cows.
Yeah. And they live very happily that way on this. Jalatahi Kaya. Read it.
Shayaya Jagat Tata.
Shayaya. Shayaya means for ruinous. Bringing ruin. To ruinous. To send them from ruinous. actually have seen in New York some quarters so nasty. In London also, so nasty. Disaster. So many stores found flag work and some. I was when I had no business, I was loitering to see policemen. They said it is risky, it was risky. But I did not know that it was risky.
Why
else? A electrician, he was my friend. So, most of my friends were spotted. It is not funny, don't I? I not there. But I got the check problem. So I was lecturing in New York City. So many nasty ones. London also. So many houses, bigger.
There's more chance of being killed in New York City than in the jungle.
Yes, there one day, not to go to the Central Park in the evening. They say at night, nobody goes there.
Sure. Except the thieves.
Huh?
Except the thieves and killers.
Such an important city, and such an important park. Nobody goes.
Is there any stage at which these atheistic people have done anything good by accident? Is there any step?
Therefore, they suppose this accident is.
Oh.
Nowadays, they have got the accident. Because ordinarily, there is no good. There is no possibility. But by accident, if some good comes. Otherwise, there is no time. It is only fast. Yeah. But accidentally means good. Accidentally, this consciousness movement came. Otherwise, it was good, no? Maybe. Nobody called this consciousness, the scientists, the philosophers, the politicians. But accidentally, sir. Accidentally, God is there. We cannot explain God, that will take it as accident.
This is very interesting. Very. In a Vedic community, everything is very ordered and goodness prevails. Therefore, God consciousness seems very natural. Following such conclusions, the demoniac, when lost to themselves and have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Demoniac are engaged in activities that will lead the world to destruction. The Lord states here that they are less intelligent. The materialists, who have no concept of God, think that they are advancing. But according to Bhagavad Gita, they are unintelligent and devoid of all sense. They try to enjoy this material world to the utmost limit, therefore always engage in inventing something for sense gratification. Such materialistic inventions are considered to be the advancement of human civilization, but the result is that people grow more and more violent and more cruel, cruel to animals and cruel to other human beings. They have no idea how to behave toward one another. Animal killing is very prominent amongst demoniac people. Such people are considered the enemies of the world because ultimately they will invent or create something which will bring destruction to all. Indirectly, this verse anticipates the invention of nuclear weapons, of which the whole world is today very proud. At any moment, war may take place and these atomic weapons may create havoc. Such things are created solely for the destruction of the world and is indicated here. Due to godlessness, such weapons are invented in human society. They are not meant for the peace and prosperity of the world.
That's the set.
Actually, there are not, in this century, there has not been 10 years of peace. Always there's some war been going on. And now...
Hunduan and Hotwan.
Yes.
And there's fire. There's Hotwan. And there's diplomacy and politics. There's Hunduan. So what is going on? Sometimes it is hot, sometimes it is cold. There is no peace.
Do you even see that amongst the so-called God-conscious communities in the world, still there's such horrible activities going on, fighting?
No, we don't say that the fighting will stop. We are distinguished demons and law. Yeah. If you fight demons, I must defend myself. What can I do? If you start war, you are demon. Shall I stop? No, I am demon, I am not fighting. It is. Is that intelligent? I don't know. But the war starts by the implication of the demon. It's a Kurukshetra war. It was not started by Arjuna. It was started by Duryodhana.
Kamamashichidushparam dambamanam madandita mohat vipasadgrahan pravartante shuchivataha. The demoniac, taking shelter of insatiable lust, pride, and false prestige, and being thus illusioned, are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. Purport, the demoniac mentality is described here. The demon's lust is never satiated. They will go on increasing and increasing their insatiable desires for material enjoyment. Although they are always full of anxieties on account of accepting non-permanent things, they still continue to engage in such activities out of illusion. They have no knowledge and cannot tell that they are heading the wrong way. Accepting non-permanent things, such demoniac people create their own god, create their own hymns, and chant accordingly. The result is that they become more and more attracted to two things, sex enjoyment and accumulation of material wealth. The words asuchi brataha, unclean vow, is very significant in this connection. Such demoniac people are only attracted by wine, women, gambling, and meat eating. Those are their asuchi, unclean habits. Induced by pride and false prestige, they create some principles of religion which are not approved by the Vedic injunction. Although such demoniac people are most abominable in the world, still, by artificial means, the world creates a false honor for them. Although they are gliding toward hell, they consider themselves very much advanced.
Then somebody realizes, yes, you can do whatever you like. You can eat whatever you like. And it's still easy. This is the one. That is the same color. Put this thing on and this thing on and they do half to half. Is that? No, not in the beginning. They do not know what to do, what to not. Because they do not take any standard idea. They manufacture their own idea.
In the Catholic Church, they used to have the doctrine, no eating meat on Friday. It used to be standard, no meat eating on Friday. They would only eat fish. Now, and within our lifetime, they have changed it.
They have changed so many things. When I was a young boy, you had to be in church on Sunday morning very early. Otherwise, it was noticed. Now, you don't have to be till later on. There's no more austerity in religion.
But if their standard is demoniac,
selling churches. Nobody's attracted.
Yes.
In London City, there are so many churches closed. Nobody goes.
In Cleveland also, so many churches, 5, 10, 15 people at a time. They're all elderly.
Due to the popes taking a firm stand over the not allowing abortion and contraception like this, they said that the number of practicing Catholics was reduced from 75% to 50%. Just simply because of that one principle that he stuck to. So, 25% immediately left.
Hopeless life.
No, why is hopeless? There you go, good about.
Yes.
Hopelessness.
It very much describes modern civilization also. That such a species were taught, they are given much respect in modern day society. The devotees sometimes you go preaching and put into jail.
It is very fortunate they are not crucifying him. Putting him into jail. But they crucified that Jesus Christ. That's so interesting. Because he's preaching God consciousness, he is crucified. What is his fault? He's talking of God.
Now they only take our Sankirtan collection. Now they're just taking our collection. Today, two of my boys, they were arrested north of here. So as a fine, they have taken their Sankirtan collection.
But that means in the name of law,
yes.
Ravi.
The court has taken.
Did this happen in court or
in court?
And then they let go?
Then they let go.
They just want some revenue.
Yes. They're loving God has the full harmony. It is stated. Government will be like rogues. And the rogues and thieves just stick out of tongue by force. The government will do that. And the court by income tax. So many people have been harassed.
There is a large organization called Mafia in this country.
Mafia?
Mafia. Organized criminals.
Okay.
They're organized like businessmen. They're controlling the politicians by money. But although they are exposing, still it goes on. It is worse than ever.
What is that? That's that, Tyler.
The Mafia is an organization. It was originally coming from Sicily. There was an organized group of men that would control all the politics in the area by manipulation of money and businessmen.
And violence also.
So, yeah, and violence. So many things they do. They used to organize all the heroin that comes into the country like this to get revenue and get money. There's so many things. Places like Las Vegas, which is a big gambling city, that is also run by the Mafia. They control all the casinos, and they control the police. They pay everyone off like that, and if they don't agree, they kill them. So like this, their influence is spread everywhere. They come any illegal people.
Kennedy.
Yeah. Our last president, two presidents ago, Kennedy, he was involved with one of their prostitutes. She was getting information, and he was not investigating them because she was involved with one of their prostitutes.
The key prostitutes are.
Oh, yes, they use them. So actually, they're controlling many of these judges, and then we are coming in, we are preaching the other thing, no prostitution, no drinking, then we are getting fined. The natural tendency of the living entity is to want to exist, live. And why is it that they perform so many horrible acts that will destroy themselves?
They are thinking that they exist in battle.
Did that they see everyone as their enemy and therefore everything has to be around them?
No, there is police there. Everyone wants to exist. Struggle for existence, but they do not know how to exist. That is foolish. Everyone wants to exist because actually he is eternal. He doesn't like to be destroyed. That is his natural inclination. But he does not know. He is giving this formula. That if you want to exist, then come to Krishna consciousness. You are giving the right formula. But they want to exist in the wrong way of existence. That is not so.
Why is it that the demon, he feels happy if someone else is this guy? Why does the demonic mentality that they feel happy, they see someone else in distress?
Therefore, they're demons. That is demonic. They are happy when others are unhappy. mean, Allah is happy, they are unhappy. That is the one.
Envy is the other one.
He's thinking, I am not so happy, but these others, they are suffering worse, and that's why I'm okay.
No, this is general, demonic feeling. If you are unhappy, then I am happy. And if you are happy, then I am unhappy.
The Lord is described as part of the God's key. It's only distress, it seems the distress of others.
Yes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song is there. Paro dukhe sukhi. That is natural. So, what?
Chintam api aparineyam cha pralayantam upashita kamapa bhoga parama etavaditi nishchita Āśapāśaśatabhadhā kāma-kodha-parāyanahā ihante kāma-bhogātam anyāyanāta-sanśayān. They believe that to gratify the senses under the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, there is no end to their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means. For sense gratification.
Illegal.
Purport. The demoniac accepts that the enjoyment of the senses is the ultimate goal of life, and this concept they maintain until death. They do not believe in life after death, and they do not believe that one takes on different kinds of bodies according to one's karma or activities in this world. Their plans for life are never finished. And they go on preparing plan after plan, all of which are never finished. We have personal experience of a person of such demoniac mentality, who even at the point of death was requesting the physician to prolong his life for 4 years more because his plans were not yet complete. Such foolish people do not know that a physician cannot prolong life even for a moment. When the notice is there, there is no consideration of man's desire. The laws of nature do not allow a second beyond what is one is destined to enjoy. The demoniac person who has no faith in God or the supersoul within himself performs all kinds of sinful activities simply for sense gratification. He does not know that there is a witness sitting within his heart. The supersoul is observing the activities of the individual soul. As is stated in the Vedic literature, the Upanishads, there are two birds sitting in one tree. One is acting and enjoying or suffering the fruits of the branches, and the other is witnessing. But one who is demoniac has no knowledge of Vedic scripture, nor has he any faith. Therefore, he feels free to do anything for sense enjoyment, regardless of the consequences.
Discuss any plans.
One of the richest men in the United States, Howard Hughes, he just recently died, and he had sores all over his body. All of his money, he died in a very miserable condition. He had so many millions of dollars.
He said at the time he said, "I think I made a mistake."
What you like?
He was one of the richest men in the world, Srila Prabhupada. He was owning all the aircraft. They were making the jet airplanes. And he was a movie star in his youth. And he had many beautiful women. Fabulous wealth. He owned hotels all over the world, airplanes, airports. But
at the end of his life, he didn't even mix with women so much, though.
Yeah.
He became very despondent and depressed.
He was afraid of germs.
He became like a hermit. He withdrew into himself. No one knew very much about him. He was very mysterious. as far as his life with the public was concerned. And towards the end of his life, he didn't live a very elaborate life of sense gratification at all. No one knew much about him.
This description is perfect, actually, because most of his fortune, they calculate the EMF by many, many illegal methods, like paying off police and fixing so many things up with his money. He was able to buy government officials and like this, and get so many contracts to further the development of his aircraft companies and this and that.
He has manufacturing.
He had something to do with aeroplanes, yeah. And also he had a lot of land in Las Vegas, this gambling city. He was involved in many mysterious maneuvers. Perhaps it's open in the newspapers. They said that he got most of his money from illegal methods.
In his old age, he was very afraid of germs. He didn't want to catch any disease. So he would live in perfectly sealed rooms with all artificial air and light, so no germs could exist. Mm-hmm. And he would wear these.
He did not know that he's creating germs within his body.
He could not avoid death.
If there was no germs, how he died? So at last he said
something to the effect that I don't know what this was life was about. I think I made a mistake. It's at the end.
Yes, it wasn't.
Everyone is envious of such persons to the problem. They think that yes, he could not enjoy his wealth, but if I had that wealth, I would enjoy it. But then if they get it, then they also fail.
Next.
Next.
You take your lead
now to
the
top? No, I have no difference to sit down. If you want to start, you can start. Can't tell it.
Idam majamaya laptam imam prakje manoratam idam masidam ape me bhavishyati punardhanam Asau maya hata shatru hanishe cha paranapi Ishwaroham aham bogi siddoham balavan suki Ajo vijanavanasmi konyosti sadisho maya Yakshe dasyami modishya ityagya agyana vimohita.
The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth we have today, and I will gain more according to my scheme. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemy will also be killed, for I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give them charity. And thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. These are timeless statements, Srila Prabhupada. Krishna has spoken for all time by his word.
Aneka chitta vibranta moha jala samavita. Prasakta kama bhogeshu
patanti nara kesu cha.
That was most of it and the full stress. The formula is there for. As soon as you get money, 50% went for printing and 50% for temple. This is the basic principle of work vision. No saving. As soon as I got some money, print books. Don't keep it. If you print books, someday somebody will read. But if you keep money, it creates disturbance. I'm there for always insisting. Simple. A concept of proof. This building has been. There is no need of keeping one.
You said your Guru Maharaj is to keep the temples in jail all the time.
So you don't require covering. This cloth is sufficient. So you have no covering. You do not require covering.
It's warm for you.
It requires a massive supply. Ask them what they need and provide them, because they do not say also sit down and that something. Every month they should be asked what they need. Necessity, go back to your plan. We have already discussed required. The woman is a required protector. Still there, okay. All right, Kevin.
Sorry, guys.